Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss has finally announced his retirement from federal politics. The Nationals party room will decide on a new leader tonight. It will be Barnaby Joyce. Mr. Truss has made his retirement speech in Parliament today, along with the Trade Minister Andrew Robb, who's also saying farewell. And the opposition once again putting on pressure on the Prime Minister over the Minister for Human Services, Stuart Robert, and that trip to China. Let's go to Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor, who's on the line. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Ben.
Let's start off with Barnaby Joyce. He'll be the National Party leader tonight if everything goes to plan.
Hey, look, it's likely that Barnaby Joyce will be elected the new National leader and hence also becomes the Deputy Prime Minister. That party room meeting is happening at 8 o'clock tonight. It's believed that Barnaby Joyce will be elected to that role unopposed. It was thought earlier today that a bloke by the name of Michael McCormack, who's another Nationals MP, was going to challenge Barnaby Joyce for the leadership, but now that is not happening. So Barnaby Joyce will be the new Nationals leader and the Deputy Prime Minister. The battle will really be on for the Deputy Nationals leader, where about 7 or 8 people are putting their hand up for that job.
Well, Warren Truss has not got his way on this because he was pushing Luke Hartsiger originally and then McCormack after that. He wants anyone to take over apart from Barnaby Joyce, and even though they pretend like they get along, they don't have a lot of time for each other.
There's not a lot of love between Warren Truss and Barnaby Joyce, and you're right, and Warren Truss was obviously trying to string out his retirement for a little longer to try and build up the numbers for these other candidates, but it wasn't to be.
Okay, Stuart Robert, again in the firing line in question time. It's continuing as we speak this afternoon.
That's right. As we speak, there's a censure motion that Bill Shorten is moving against Malcolm Turnbull and Stuart Robert. Essentially, Bill Shorten says that Malcolm Turnbull should have acted a lot more quickly on this issue. The Prime Minister, he's been saying during question time, as far as he's concerned, an investigation is underway, and he wants to wait for the findings of those investigations to be released before he makes any decision on Stuart Robert. My understanding is, Ben, that the government, within the next few hours, potentially, will release the findings of that investigation into Stuart Robert, and Stuart Robert's career could be cut short. That's the possibility, and that's what we're hearing.
Right. You're also hearing some news on the new Sex Discrimination Commissioner. That's about to be announced.
Yes, we're hearing that the new Sex Discrimination Commissioner will be announced in the next 20 minutes or so. And no doubt, we don't know who it is, but there's no doubt that the government wants to get that announcement out of the way to try and see if it can dampen this whole Stuart Robert scandal, which is engulfing it. So this new Sex Discrimination Commissioner expected to be announced within the next 20 minutes, maybe a little longer than that, but I reckon in the next 20 minutes. And the Stuart Robert thing, we reckon that that investigation or the findings from that investigation could be released later today, and Stuart Robert may lose his gig as the Human Services Minister and move to the backbench.
Okay, good on you, Michael. Thank you.
No problem.
Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor, joining us from Canberra.